Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale sound.
To the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not gonna get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination. Our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I taught for 20 years until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
So I want to say thank you to everyone who's been part of this work. I want to end with a particular thank you to our speaker, who began her career in the House fighting to help us confront the ravages of the AIDS and HIV pandemic in this country, and is at least ending her speakership with this important success. There has never been, my guess is there never will be, a stronger ally, a more effective ally for the LGBTQ plus community in the Congress of the United States than Speaker Pelosi. So we thank you.
What's that? How could things get better this week? Oh, I know. Black Power Hour.
We're calling friends in love. Friend in love.
Friend in love.
I think we got your number.
Friend in love.
I think we got you all with us.
What? Friend in love.
In the basement way down under.
Friend in love.
But you really don't remember. Was it something Steffi said? All those voices in her head. Calling friends in love.
Friend in love. Friend in love.
Oh, hi. Hi, Frangela. Hi.
Oh, hello, Stephanie. Good morning.
Listen, Brittany Griner is home with her wife. Marriage equality has been codified. Are we going to let Kyrsten Sinema block our week? Are we? No, we are not. No, we...
No.
No. Another dead inside white lady.
Francis and I are on their way.
Another dead inside white lady trying to ruin everything. But we're not going to let her do it, are we?
No. She can't have my joy. The devil can't have my joy.
No, we are on our way right now, Francis and I, on our way right now to go help her pack.
And, you know, I was saying to open the show, the White House said the same thing I did. This doesn't change. She's not caucusing with Republicans. It doesn't change the balance of power. It's a purely look at me attention whore move.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I'm like, we haven't even been letting her take home a plate from the barbecue for 4 years.
No. In fact, let's just be honest. We have silenced her on in terms of all of our, you know, her texts and what have you. She been on mute.
Did you mute her? Yeah. Well, listen.
And we even put the thing so she knows she's on mute.
Yeah. I mean, dead inside white ladies almost things up in Georgia, but not quite, did they? I texted you guys. Tony tweeted, 71% of white men voted for Herschel Walker. 54% of white women did the same. Stop asking why the race in Georgia was so close. Just thank African-American men and women for making sure those votes didn't matter. I mean, oh, my God. Again, save democracy by a thread.
You know what? And I'm going to say it again. I'll say it. He said it. I'll say it. Those slaves don't live in Georgia no more.
No, we don't need a walker. We don't need a walker. Okay.
We needed a runner, and we got a runner out of Warnock.
Yeah. Yeah. I
never get it twisted. This country has never been able to stop Black people from trying to achieve things.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, the white gamble once again that Black people are stupid just didn't work out for them. You know, the fact that we all had to pretend for even a nanosecond, right, any Republican, anyone in the media, that Herschel Walker was in any way vaguely qualified to be a United States senator is over now.
But the insult was the point.
Yeah.
The insult of, this is what disgusted me the entire time. We're sitting here talking about how this Black man doesn't take care of his kids. You know, what a perfect, you know, dialogue on both sides.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as a Black woman who has been married to a man who's taking care of his child for this entire time.
Yeah.
I am over this.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know.
I'm over it.
Somebody who was the quote we read, it's like it was a dumpster fire wrapped in a train wreck that rolled into an orphanage that you had to watch through like one hand.
Yeah.
Just like, oh God, when is this going to be over?
But that's the thing. It's not only did it drag him, it drug Black people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it drug Black men.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
the good news is the biscuits are safe again. They're going to continue.
They are safe again.
I sent you the best tweet.
Biscuits.
I sent you the best tweet. Robert tweeted, the Warnock Walker race results are like a green book of places to avoid in Georgia. Okay, so.
Yep. Those are sundown towns. Don't go there.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like getting a horror movie map, you know, before you even get to the state.
Yeah. And now, of course, we have an African-American, lesbian, American Olympian home with her wife. Mm-hmm. For the holidays, and the right wing is being predictably awful. Oh, Marjorie Taylor Greene said Joe Biden should be impeached over bringing Brittany Griner home.
Mm.
Right.
What high crime and misdemeanor is she?
Thanks for asking.
Alleging?
She said another reason to impeach Biden.
Oh.
Yeah, the president of the United States traded a Russian terrorist arms dealer, left a U.S. Marine in a Russian jail, and brought home a professional basketball player. So they would prefer that we leave an American in a hard labor camp for nothing.
But they are not talking about all the trades that Trump did.
Thank you.
Home Americans.
Right.
Trading over like 300 prisoners, you know, here and there.
Yeah. And Paul Whelan's family. Paul Whelan's.
They didn't know Paul Whelan's name till this week. They didn't know his name.
And Trump didn't bring him home for 2 years. So.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. The Whelan family said there is no greater success than for a wrongful detainee to be freed and for them to go home. The Biden administration made the right decision to bring Ms. Griner home and to make a deal that was possible rather than waiting for one that wasn't going to happen. Even they knew that, as much as, of course, they're, you know, distraught for Paul, as is Paul, you know. I mean, of course, they're going to continue to try to bring him home. But as we were saying, first of all, he's not a spy, as Russia's claiming. And we don't have a Russian spy in our custody to trade for him. So that's an impossible deal that they're asking for him specifically.
The problem is we don't have one in our custody. But if we could just get like a quick rental car and some zip ties, Francis and I can go over to Mar-a-Lago and get them a couple.
Yeah,
we have a Russian asset. We just
that's right. We can
we
go.
Just don't have them in custody. We don't have them in custody.
Yeah,
but we can take care of that. See, people, we keep volunteering. We are putting ourselves out there, okay, at our own expense.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'd like per diem, but we're negotiable.
So some of these right-wing comments, you will have to tell me what degree of code for uppity are they using here? Right-wing television host Karen Turk, do we know her? She's regarding,
we talked about her yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She blasted Joe Biden for Brittany Griner being released.
Uh-huh.
She said it's sad. You think about all these people, these Americans that are just sitting in jail in a gulag. They're referring to the January 6th. Terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
And we are releasing, you know, this entitled, spoiled brat that went to a foreign country and broke the law.
I found out some interesting things about Karen Turk yesterday.
She's
a former Mrs. Florida 2016.
Is she now?
Uh-huh. And
she's a pageant girl.
And she spent time in prison.
Okay.
Oh,
four?
Oh. What'd she do?
Hold on, let me look that up.
Okay, that's
tell
important.
Us about the white people crimes.
I mean, it was some kind of white
collar
crime.
Could we trade her then? Because I'll take anything. Or did they just have her? We don't need anything back on that one.
She was
got a freebie.
But my point is, what would make Brittany Griner spoiled and entitled, right? She's over there.
She speaks.
Okay.
Well, no, what's spoiled and entitled about her is that she's black.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what it is. And that she was, and you know what? It is just like, you're going to go in on the fact that this woman was a basketball player and she was over there doing her job and got caught up. And then here's the thing. At the end of the day, we don't leave people to rot.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't leave America. Oh, I'm sorry, Chris LaBoy. Yes, we have the breaking news.
Yes, friend. Karen Turk spent time in federal prison for stealing her dying mother's Social Security checks.
Okay. That'd be those Republican family values we've heard so much about.
That's a white person.
Yeah. Did you hear the lady that was crying about gay people being able to get married? The Republican lady?
We can play that.
Yeah, you want to hear that again?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine to steal your mom's Social Security checks, but yeah. Same-sex people touching.
I'll tell you my priority. Mm-hmm. Protect religious liberty, protect people of faith, and protect Americans who believe in the true meaning of marriage. I hope and pray that my colleagues will find the courage to join me in opposing this misguided and this dangerous bill.
White lady tears. They're delicious to me.
They are.
Delicious.
You know what? I'll be right up under her face with a little bottle, trying to catch those tears. Trying to catch them.
That's right.
Those are when someone think of the children tears. There. Those are.
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
So she's crying about. She's crying about people being able to marry the person they love. Uh-huh. That's what she's crying about.
She's crying about something that has absolutely no bearing on her or her faith.
Mm. That's right. Or on her life. You know what? Right. What is amazing to me, and thank you for looking that up, Chris,
uh-huh.
because instead of doing the inner work to become a better Christian,
right.
a better person who wouldn't steal her mama's Social Security number.
Ooh.
Now, it's called inner work.
I know
she
Frangela,
wants to focus on the outside about people and things that have nothing to do with her.
Exactly.
I know you sell Frangela sells white privilege perfume. Have you thought about bottling white lady tears in a, like a saline solution or something? White lady saline solution.
That's your bonus when you spend over $50.
Yeah.
You get a trial size of white privileged lady tears.
White privileged tears.
It's a cream for your skin, too.
It's very good for your skin.
It's moisturizing.
It's very good for skin. But this is what I don't understand. Help me out with this. I know Fugelsang isn't here anymore this morning, but in there one of them commandments about honoring your parents or something?
Do
you think that Jesus meant
meaning don't steal their Social Security?
Steal their Social Security, Angela.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just saying, there's no commandment saying don't marry the person you love if they're the same gender, but there is one, two all relating to this crime, as I believe. Don't take stuff and don't honor your parents.
You know, white privilege tears also come in male version. Who is this? Representative Wahlberg? Because this is about the end of, we got to save the human race by stopping the gays.
If all that my colleagues have just even recently said we're the only thing about this legislation, it'd be another story, but it isn't. It goes way beyond. Yes. And a deep appreciation for and commitment to following science also science. In the positive endeavor of
the gentleman's time
continuing
has expired.
The human race is important.
What?
Oh. What? Stopping gay people from getting married is nothing short of saving the human race. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because we can't reproduce.
They are conferring
billions of people on this earth.
Yeah. They're conferring a lot of power on Travis and me and you, Steph.
Yes, yes. Well, I got.
Well, I also think I am not a breeder. I'm not helping at all. But in a way, I think I am. And that's the thing. The double edged course. See, look again.
You are the worst affront because you could. You're just not gonna. Just to own the right wingers.
Good, but I think that this was a service that I have provided that I should get a tax break for.
You should get a tax break for it.
Get a tax break for that.
Here's the thing: there are billions of people. We're at this point. There are people suffering on this earth.
Yeah.
There are people who are hungry. There are people we don't take care of right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right now.
I think Exhibit
These
A.
These same people rip babies out of people, their parents' arms. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I think Exhibit A and why I've done the world a service by not parenting is any hour of this show.
I can't imagine you as a parent.
Yeah, no.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome. You're welcome, world. It's clearly Francis is the only one capable of this skill in this whole group.
I think everybody here would be a fantastic parent, and that's honest to goodness truth.
Even, that is so incorrect, but thank you, Francis.
If we did it together.
If we were, if you were mangling the village, and we just sort of stopped by.
Yeah, if we all parented, we might be able to raise one child.
One village that basically Francis is in charge of.
All of y'all.
I'm not saying that child would be able to do anything.
So you'd be in charge of the village, Francis, and the rest of us would be like on laughing. We just open the door. How's it going in there?
Yeah, okay, exactly. Slam.
All right.
Need some help?
I'm going for a bike ride. See ya. Let me know. All right. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty's Food. I can dog mom. I can dog mom me some dog, let me tell you what. And I know the best food in the world, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's the best food you can feed your dog. Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust-like fillers. I'd feed a human child that. No, I wouldn't. You wouldn't feed your dog that knowingly, but that's what's in a lot of dog food brands. I didn't know meat meal was the number one ingredient, and I thought the fancy dog food I was feeding.
That's horrifying.
No, but Dr. Marty's Nature Blend, the first four ingredients are real meat. It is a freeze-dried raw dog food. It is so good for your dogs. Not just the meat. They throw in omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes. He has had helped countless dogs thrive. The dogs go bonkers for the taste and texture, and it is pantry safe, shelf stable. I love this stuff. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend right now and get a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. See how snappy Mama Bones dogs look.
Yeah,
we tweeted a picture. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. 100% 90-day return of your purchase price. Text Miller to 511-511. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
Oh, my God!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
We are here with Todd Simon, fifth generation owner and CEO of Omaha Steaks. What a thrill. Hey, good morning, Todd.
Great to be back with you, Stephanie. Happy holidays.
Well, speaking of happy holidays, I got to tell you my first story. I was at home staying with my sister for Thanksgiving, and she literally said, "Can I get some of those Omaha Steaks?" So there goes her Christmas surprise.
She's obviously a woman of taste and distinction. I have to say, last night, I thought out some Omaha Steaks, cook them on the grill. I was like, after all the food, all the steaks that we didn't eat over Thanksgiving weekend, I was just craving an Omaha Steak. So we made them for my family last night.
Todd, I have to say, I have a hard time figuring out what gifts to get people. And I'm telling you, everybody loves getting this Omaha Steaks gift package. The thing I always focus on, too, it is an amazing, not just quality, but amount of food you get for the money.
Well, if you go to our website at omahasteaks.com, and I know you've got a promo code, I think, for $30 off for your listeners, you can just browse all the favorites that are there. Our team has put together a whole bunch of curated assortments that include steaks and chicken breasts and hot dogs and pork chops and desserts and appetizers and like those caramel apple tartlets that are so popular that people come back for year after year. Yeah. We've got a new scalloped potato that's absolutely to die for. It makes it so much easier for you to make meals at home and for your recipients to make meals at home because there's just no prep time. We take all the prep time out of the process.
Yeah, it is. I got the steaks, burgers, chicken, the scalloped potatoes, the caramel apple tartlets, the hot dogs. I could not believe how much food was in there. And literally, the best steak and burgers you've ever had, hands down. Visit omahasteaks.com, promo code Stephanie at checkout for an extra $30 off. Minimum order may be required. omahasteaks.com, code Stephanie.
In this corner, weighing several tons, the challenger, your house. And in the red corner, weighing next to nothing, the undisputed champion of the world, Wildfire.
Well, Lou, this should be quite a monumental battle.
Yes, it should, bud. Oh, there's the bell.
Oh, wildfire just charged out of that corner like a wildfire.
Yeah, but it can't seem to get anywhere near house.
That's because house is landscaped with water-retaining plants, which help keep wildfire at a safe distance.
And, bud, check out how wildfire's punches seem to roll off that treated shingle roof.
Holy smokes, Lou. Wildfire is wearing out like a cheap suit. Oh, wildfire is down.
Down and out.
Can your house win a fight with wildfire? Visit firewise.org to find out how you can help make your home more defensible against wildfires. That's firewise.org, a public service brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
All right. Maybe need to dial that back a little bit at my age, but okay. Fridays with Frangela. I have freshly ingested white lady tears. Here are some orange man tears.
Oh, God.
About, you know, the saddest story in America, Frangela, is white people having to wait in long lines to vote in Arizona in the sun.
It's open mic night at Mar-a-Lago again.
Oh, okay, here we go.
She had lines that were 3, 4, 5 miles long. You know, because you had to stand for hours.
What?
On the line. That's a good and they got really? There, and the voting machines were broken.
Oh.
And then they sent in the mechanics, and the mechanics left. And there was only one little problem. The machines were worse, and there were more of them.
Okay, I can't. It's bad audio.
3 to 4 to 5 miles long? There was not a single line in Arizona that was 3 miles long, let alone 4 or 5.
You understand it's white people having to wait in line in the sun, Frangela.
You know, when you think about the voters in Georgia who on Saturday who had to stand in the rain.
Yes.
You know, to vote. And hours and hours and hours. I care. We should care about Republicans voting. We should care about Democrats voting. Yeah. And it should be easy for every American to vote.
Yeah.
And we should have plenty of opportunity and space to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're saying. That's the difference with Democrats. We want more people to vote.
Right.
We want it to be easy to vote as possible for everybody. But, you know,
they're finally coming around to that.
All over the country, these laws are designed to make sure black people have to wait in the line for 8 hours in the rain. Right.
There it is.
And once they're like, oh, there were lines in Arizona. White people were inconvenienced. It just, oh, my God.
Oh, he actually said, he's like, oh, they were standing in this Arizona sun. It was 85 degrees.
Oh, God. He cried a Carrie Lake of white lady tears.
85 degrees is like lovely. Chilly.
That's sweater weather in Arizona.
Do you remember the Francis and Angela logic of the century? A lake ain't nothing but a lazy waterfall.
Yeah. There you go.
Even a lake of white lady tears, right. Especially. Yeah. Okay.
She's still crying to anybody who will listen to her.
Specifically, white lady Arizona tears. Oh, they're it's like that Arizona iced tea. Delicious.
I don't understand how on the one hand, like the voting process when Republicans win works. That part the ticket worked.
Yeah.
Somehow, because some Republicans got in office. I'm trying to understand.
Carrie Lake voter fraud and Kristen Sinema, I'm not getting much attention. White lady tears are the most drink up. So delicious. 29 minutes after
we
the
promise
hour.
To pay full attention to them if you send them to us.
Yeah.
Fridays with Frangela.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
In the short term, I'm always pleased when we get an American home that's being unjustly held, and I'm happy for the Griner family. But in the long term, appeasing terrorists, appeasing dictatorships never works in the interest of the United States. And the whole reason that regimes like Russia, North Korea, Iran, the Taliban, and others participate in hostage diplomacy is in the end, we always cave, we always make a concession, and we always win. Or they always win, and we lose. So my heart breaks for the Whelan family. I think, you know, a lot of people are asking, and rightly so. So what was his crime? Not being a celebrity, not checking enough boxes for Hollywood.
Donald Trump released 5,000 Taliban terrorists, and they sent Otto Warmbier home as a corpse. And Donald Trump didn't get Paul Whelan out for 2 years, you stupid right-wing blowhole.
Okay. I'm sorry, Frangela. Did you also have some thoughts? That was Representative Waltz.
I completely agree with you, Stephanie. I completely agree with those thoughts.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I don't know. Ali Velshi wore tux today. I have been named, as you know, the Tune In Awards Progressive Voice of Reason. Chris Lavoie has been identified in a news story this morning on Raw Story as a high-powered radio executive, Chris Lavoie. Frangela have decided they would like to be
executive
visiting professors.
Visiting professors.
Yeah. Visiting professors of the Stephanie Miller Show. Travis, what? Pick your title.
Yeah. Well, what's your title? This pick morning. One. Anyone. What's,
I didn't know I was going to get a choice.
Dream big, Travis. Dream big.
Commander of the Autobots.
That's, there you go. Nicely done.
Nice.
Perfect.
Nice. I'm feeling generous today, just giving out
pilot
titles,
of the Voltron Black
like
Lions.
Skittles. All right. In the oh my God, giant.
Right-wing hypocrites.
White Lady Tears that we played, Representative White Lady Hartzler. From Missouri.
Yeah.
Though it was crying white lady tears about gay people being able to get married, you know, being able to marry the person you love. Mm-hmm. That was making her, giving her a sad.
Like her nephew?
Yeah. Oh, yes. It turns out her nephew's gay. Did he have thoughts?
Oh, he broke this speech down.
Oh, he had thoughts. Okay.
Here we go. Uh-huh.
Today, a United States Congresswoman, my Aunt Vicky, started crying because gay people like me can get married.
I hope and pray that my colleagues will find the courage to join me in opposing this misguided and this dangerous bill. And I yield back.
So despite coming out to my aunt this past February, I guess she's still just as much as a homophobe.
Let's be clear. Obergefell is not in danger, but people and institutions of faith are.
Aunt Vicky, that's not right. Institutions of faith like religious universities are not being silenced. They're being empowered by the U.S. government to discriminate against tens of thousands of LGBTQ students because of religious exemptions, but they still receive federal funding.
The bill's implications: submit to our ideology or be silenced.
It's more like you want the power to force your religious beliefs onto everyone else. And
right.
Because you don't have that power, you feel like you're being silenced. But you're not. You're just going to have to learn to coexist with all of us. And I'm sure it's not that hard.
Yeah.
Can I just say I've established a new rule? I don't even know what my title is, but whatever it is, I'd like to establish a new rule. Every time someone finishes speaking on this show, you need to say, I yield back. Please. That just slays me.
Oh, I want to go to that Christmas dinner.
Oh, I do too. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, you didn't finish
I want to go to that family.
You didn't finish that thought.
Oh.
I yield back.
Okay. Do it. Play the game. I yield back. Okay. Okay. Yeah,
there's
I know.
There's joy going on somewhere. Oh.
Somebody's happy.
Right. It's hurting me. This is what I don't understand. Mm-hmm. How? Right. How is it hurting? Show me on the doll.
If
gay people
where you're
getting
gay
married
nephew.
And loving each other hurts you, show me.
If her faith is going to be destroyed by two people getting married, then her faith isn't very strong to begin with.
It's a little shaky. Okay. That was, fantastic. I too, would love to be at that Christmas dinner because that is awkward. Can I have the gravy?
Stir in that pot.
Can I have the gravy? I yield back.
Do you have anything to say?
I feel like the F word for gay man is going to be bandied. Could you pass the gravy?
Oh, let me tell you something.
F word.
I want.
I yield back.
I want worm. That goes off every time a gay person gets married. A little ding, ding.
Okay, Gavin in Florida, Frangela, it's for you. Hi, Gavin.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Well. First off, congratulations to you on this award thing you've got, Stephanie.
Thank you.
You're talented. You're awesome.
Thank you. This is my humble voice. This is my humble
voice. Big wheel, big deal radio executives.
Yes, I do.
Now, the thing is, the thing about you've said before about you hurting the ones you love,
yes,
pertaining to the orange man, Donnie Bonespurs, if I were to rattle off some of the stuff that we're talking about with him, give me a few seconds here. Obstruction of justice, violation of the emoluments clause, bank fraud, wire fraud, insurance fraud, money laundering for the Russians and anybody else who wants to play ball.
Yeah.
Numerous credible allegations of sexual harassment and assault, up to and including rape, bribery, witness tampering, tax evasion in multi-millions, yeah, campaign finance violations, numerous election law violations, inciting a riot upon the U.S. Capitol building, inciting stochastic terrorism, dereliction of duty in the gross mismanagement of the COVID-19 pandemic, violations of the Espionage Act.
You know, it's only a three-hour radio show, but we get your point. What is your point?
Well, it goes on and on and on. But the
yes,
thing is,
we know.
Is that if he was not Donnie Bonespurs, he was just some black guy selling loose tobacco cigarettes on the sidewalk in New
Thank
York City.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They would have immediately
Thank
arrested
you.
Him.
Yeah, they did in two other countries. We were just saying Peru and Germany just had a right-wing coup. They, guess what happens? They get arrested right away and go to jail. Do not pass go. Okay. The only thing that's making me happy this morning is the big bag of rats just keeps getting bigger. Matt Gaetz threatens to throw GOP Congress into chaos by blocking the new speaker for 2 months. To what
Do
degree?
It.
To what degree is Kevin McCarthy Tracy flicking his ass off at home, just like
just up all night making buttons, just making buttons.
Matt Gaetz,
your will win them over. Sure.
Matt Gaetz said this week he would block Republicans from electing a Speaker of the House for up to 2 months after they take the majority.
Do it.
Big bag of rats.
Can we send money to that? How do we donate to that?
Totally.
This is going to be fun. I'm going to make popcorn today. Hooray. Okay. Hey, you know what? As Francis said, don't want to take our joy. We codified marriage equality. The speaker.
Thank you all, not only for being here, but being there on this issue for such a long time. At last, we have history in the making. But not only are we on the right side of history, we're on the right side of the future. Expanding freedom in America.
Thank you, Speaker Pelosi. One more, Speaker.
Today, we stand against an urgent threat, and we succeeded for the values that our nation holds dear. Since the monstrous Dobbs decision, right-wing forces have set their sights on more of America's personal freedoms, including the right to marry the person you love. Our history has always been about expanding freedom until that decision.
I forgot I have a part 2 of Bag of Rats. Big Bag of Rats part 2. Donald Trump's collapse among Republicans who would now like him to go away and no longer be the pace of the party has set off a civil war among some of his most ardent followers who are now jockeying to take over the MAGA movement. His minions have the knives out for each other as things fall apart. The knives were already out, but this could get downright nasty now after Herschel Walker's lost. Not only is Trump becoming a target, but his MAGA... Thank you. His MAGA supporters are going after each other due to a power vacuum. Consider the split between Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene over whether to support Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House. Think of it this way. If you're into drama and weird, said one Republican, you don't need Trump anymore. There's a younger and in some cases weirder crop of right-wingers who are way more interesting than some old guy holed up in a South Florida mansion. Oh, it's fantastic. It's true. Marjorie Taylor, the younger ones are just as awful and weird.
Yeah, and willing to debase themselves and drag the party lower and further right. And Matt Gaetz, please throw a monkey wrench in it. Please go right ahead because this is what they elected. These are the people they said that they wanted to represent them. I want to see that representation. What does that look like?
Yeah.
I can solve this for Matt, too. If he don't want Marge, all he has to do is promise her something. She can be bought very easily. I would go to her and say, look, girl, I will get you some sleeves. I will get you sleeves for all your shirts
if you vote
for me for speaker.
If you drag a $5 bill through, who jumps on it first, Marjorie or Kyrsten Sinema? Who, if you just drag it slowly?
It's a mad dash. It's a fun sport to watch, though.
I forgot there's a Senate version of Big Bag of Rats now. I haven't even heard this. Republican senators are quietly organizing against Mitch McConnell and his allies after a lackluster showing in the midterms. Senate version.
they're just better dressed rats. About a half a dozen GOP senators have been meeting to strategize how they will challenge Mitch McConnell next year. What's striking is not just the scope but among the fissures among his allies. Mm-hmm. It's also not just the idea that McConnell, of all people, is insufficiently partisan by the standards of some of its members. In the this insurgency is Lindsey Graham, Rand Paul, Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, Rick Scott leading the insurgency. It's against this backdrop. Several prominent Senate Republicans have decided the smart move is to be less constructive, more partisan, more confrontational, more reactionary. Can you be a bigger hole than Rand Paul? I guess they're gonna try to find out.
Yeah. They're gonna try. They're gonna dig that hole.
I miss Rand Paul's neighbor. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
Angela Louise V. Shelton.
I'm just saying, I think he's a very good neighbor for Rand Paul. I do. We live in good neighborhoods and a big, strong family structure.
Were they separated by the courts?
I think so.
I don't know.
I don't know what happened to the neighbor.
Not soon enough for Rand.
Right, exactly.
I don't know. Two rich white D's being D's to each other. Oh, whatever.
Mitch McConnell, whatever we can do to disrupt his day, I am down with.
Yeah.
Okay. That's right. Whatever.
45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Men. We're not afraid to say we like men here at the Stephanie Miller Show. Mm-hmm. Men with their man crates, with manly things.
Men with crowbars.
Filled. You know what? There's a lot of women going, I want one, because we make it sound so. They are fun. You get a crowbar to open it.
Right.
And it's not just that. It's manly, yes, but I like it too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. There's a whiskey appreciation crate. Personalized handmade whiskey decanter, tumblers, ice sphere mold, slate coasters, snacks. Who doesn't like
whiskey snacks? I'm all about the whiskey snacks.
How about the Grillmaster crate? You get a brass knuckle meat tenderizer. You're going to pretend to be Rocky. That's fantastic. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. That was also a cast iron smoker box, steak thermometer, and more. Man crates packs unique gifts in containers. Watching him open his gift is an unforgettable gift for you. Personalization is free. Every man crate comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. For the rest of the season, buy one, get 50% off. Wowie. You probably got more than one Manses in your life,
sure,
right?
Do.
The code is festive50 at mancrates.com. Type in festive50 at mancrates.com.
Remember, you heard it on this channel first.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This holiday season, why not go to wineenthusiast.com for unique quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone, naughty or nice, on your list. Most people know Wine Enthusiast from their monthly magazine and wine ratings, but for more than 40 years, Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, every collection, from 6 to 600 bottles. Plus, expert wine storage consultants are available by phone to help you find the right fit for all your needs. Wineenthusiast.com is your one-stop shop holiday gift-giving destination for everyone on your list. With the best customer reviews and hassle-free returns, visit wineenthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop the best prices of the holiday season on wine gifts everyone will love at wineenthusiast.com. From premium wine storage and dazzling decanters to personalized cheese boards with outdoor axe-throwing sets, bring wine to life with Wine Enthusiasts. Message and data rates may apply, or go to wineenthusiast.com. Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives? These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. You don't want your dog eating that. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he has helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for this savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, you can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. Or you can text Miller to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return of your purchase price. Text Miller to 511-511. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text STOP to opt out.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that?
Irma Gerd, Free Speech TV, this is it. Final. This is our last pitch this of the last it. Day of the Free Speech TV Final. Fund Drive. Oh, my God. And frontline funders Brenda in Texas and Andrew in San Diego were so inspired by everybody's generosity. They put up a surprise $10,000 match just for today.
What?
That's on top of the match we already have.
That's crazy.
That means you triple your impact today and get us to the finish line. If we get to the finish line, we unlock another extra $10,000.
Wait,
for
well,
free...
huh?
From what you can, huh?
Was it ching, cha-ching, 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 cha-ching?
Says what? Donkey Breast says who? Okay. Huh? Free speech. I don't know. It's that tired. Please help
yeah,
me.
Very, very
help
fast
me.
Chance.
Help
chance.
Me. Help me. Help you. Never mind. Go to freespeech.org. Thank you.
Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
If you're looking for the best all-you-can-eat buffet in town for only $1.99, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for juicy burgers, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for tender brisket and succulent ribs, come to Big Ed's Chow House. But if you're looking for Big Ed, don't come to Big Ed's Chow House. Big Ed passed away last week at the age of 47, leaving his wife and three children, struck down in his prime by the same disease that got his father. So he won't be around to take care of his family. And the sad part is it all could have been detected early with a simple test, but Big Ed didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical tests you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. Once again, that's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Genucel. This is a fantastic holiday gift. I know because many, many of my friends and family have thieved it directly from my hands.
Uh-oh.
Because they want to know why. Right?
Right.
Like the first time I said good morning, Frangela, 11 billion years ago. I am 11 billion years old.
Uh-huh.
And I don't look it thanks to Genucel. This Christmas, Genucel's most popular package is 70% off. Oh, my God, yeah. At Genucel.com. Now is the time to treat yourself and a loved one to the absolute best skincare in the world. Something for everybody. I use the daytime, the nighttime, the under-eye wrinkle cream, the dark circle cream, the neck cream, jawline cream for your superhero manses in your life.
Yep.
Treat yourself and a loved one. And if you're included in every most popular package, is your free hyaluronic acid serum for skin hydration that will restore your youthful appearance. It's winter. It's dry everywhere. Get it. Genucel.com/Stephanie. Enter my special promo code Stephanie for an additional 10% off your entire order. Every order is instantly upgraded for free express shipping. Genucel.com/Stephanie. That is GENUCEL.com/Stephanie. Fridays with Frangela. As Francis of Frangela says, we are not going to let them take our joy.
Nope.
Kirsten.
That's right.
We are not going to. Marriage Equality Pass. Brittany Griner is home with her wife for the holidays. And we were saying when Tammy Baldwin saw Barney Frank walk in yesterday, was so like, because he was the first openly gay congressman, and here he was yesterday.
I was here for the birth of DOMA, so I am very grateful to be able to be here for the funeral, and it's kind of a it's kind of a New Orleans moment. We are tooting our horns for the funeral, a much happier occasion than the birth.
Yeah, that was it was touching.
That's sweet.
Yeah,
when
but
he walked in,
he probably can't
like,
believe we're back here having to codify, you know, a right that we've already had once again. But we need more alpha liberals. We just loved Swalwell taking Jim Jordan.
Oh, this is in a committee hearing yesterday.
Yes, well, Mr. Jordan denounced Donald Trump's termination of the Constitution.
President Trump has clarified his comments regarding the Constitution. He put out another post, I think, a day or so later, maybe the next day. I can't recall.
He has more.
And everyone knows President Trump, there's no way this guy's anti-Semitic. This guy was the most pro-Israel president in history. Put the embassy back in Jerusalem, Abraham Accord. I mean, the most pro-Israel president we've ever had did more in foreign policy in the Middle East than any president we've ever had. So,
and do you denounce your tweet praising Kanye West?
That tweet was not our account, and that tweet's
been removed.
Gentleman's
time has expired.
No, it's my time.
No. Now it's a fresh.
That was the House Judiciary tweet.
Yeah.
Their
yeah.
tweet was Kanye, yeah. Elon, Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Why do they always talk about Israel? They're Jewish Americans.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, this concept that this is a population that somehow is, like, expats from Israel. It's like yeah. what do you...
Oh, Trump is on this again this morning.
Amazing.
Trump rages at Jewish leaders for forgetting he was the best by far president for Israel. By the way, just don't tell the Jews how the rapture ends, apparently, is how evangelicals are playing this, right? Like, yeah. unless you convert away from your religion, mm-hmm. it doesn't end well for you. That's the only thing that has to do with their support for Israel, is right?
Yeah, and you know, yeah. watching, well, let's not act like we don't see a zealot religious group trying to rush to their rapture. When we would, if this was a cult that we didn't know were Christians, we would go in and say, hey, everybody, why don't you calm down?
Yeah. I have to take hope that it's not just the codifying and Brittany being home and the results in Georgia, but, you know, that's why it's so poisonous, the Kanye stuff, because that's part of the play about dividing us. Mm-hmm. It's the tropes, you know, to try to divide black people and Jewish people. This is yeah. how they divide us. But we have to remember yeah. with Georgia yeah. is, you know, it may be terrifying, but there are more of us. There are more of us good people that are.
And thank you for saying that, Stephanie, because what really upsets me the most about Kanye West is his influence.
Yeah.
It's not what he believes. It's what he said. He has a platform to profess what he believes. And because if I am impressionable, because I like his music, that might mean that I want to be open to his views.
Yeah.
And that is dangerous.
It reminds me, since we're talking about marriage equality, how, remember Prop 8 out here, how they tried to turn mm-hmm. black people against gay people by,
yes.
you know, I mean, yep. it just, it's so ugly and divisive the way they always, you know, run these campaigns.
If you're susceptible to hate, then you actually already had it. You know what? Like that's like if you're sitting around here waiting for somebody to tell you to hate this group, you're sitting there waiting to hate. Yeah. And no, unfortunately, there are traitors among all of us. You know, there yeah. just are. I don't want to ignore. I can't leave without saying Tim Scott needs to be kicked straight out
yeah.
of the barbecue. Like he's been running illegal these commercials where he's or these ads.
He can find
where
out.
He says that people are going to have their power taken, power turned off.
Yeah, by the way, he can get on the gunshots fired near the electrical grid in South Carolina now. Why doesn't he get on investigating that, which hate group that probably is, yeah. right? Yeah.
It's astounding to me. But if you're sitting around here and you can't just admit to what you've done, like yeah. Jim Jordan, first of all, doesn't he have another problem?
Yeah, he does.
Doesn't he have a problem with looking the other way when children get touched?
Yes,
I mean, why are we even talking to him?
I love George.
Shouldn't
I love
he
George.
Be in some kind of jail?
Mm-hmm. I love George Clooney, but could we chop chop with that documentary about Ohio State? When is that?
Please? Yeah, hello.
Please?
Hello.
Real quick, Dave in Minneapolis. Finish us out today. Hello, Dave.
Well, a gold star and an amen. Please, Frangelize, I mean an amen to Mr. Chris there for all of his work today, and an amen to him because of what he said about Lake and her, you know, it's going to destroy my faith, I feel bad stuff. If you're, like you said, if your faith is that bad, is that weak,
yeah.
you know, find a different faith.
Exactly.
Yeah. Worship. Exactly. Right. Exactly. And one way to do that is to worship at the Church of Frangelo, which I do every week.
Yes.
Final word, idiot of the week, sexyliberal.com, mswmedia.com. Frangelo, I love you with the heat of a 11 billion suns.
Love you too.
See you next week.
No.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The devil's advocates, because freedom.
But Dom, we've been following a couple of big stories this week. Truck convoy leader has no idea where he is and is driving in circles around I-495.
He didn't know precisely where he was going anyways or where he was at the time. Apparently, he put the convoy back on the road, headed back up north, and now he's back in Scranton. So
I totally would have protested this tyranny, but damn, the traffic was so bad.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is
Done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.